The sky seemed to wheel overhead as though the city were its turning hub in the universe, its outer rim. Then the lights dimmed from white to yellow, and he hurried with desperate steps to another window. "No, no, not so soon. Don't leave me yet," he sobbed. The windows closed themselves, and the lights went out. He stood on the walk for a long time, staring at the dead embers. A smell of ozone reached his nostrils. He was aware of a blue halo about the dying generators. He descended and crossed the work area to the ladder he had set against the wall. Pressing his face against the glass and squinting for a long time, he could make out the position of the hands. 9:35:21, Carlson read. "Do you hear that?" he called out, shaking his fist at anything. 93 seconds. I made you live for 93 seconds. Then he covered his face against the darkness and was silent. After a long while, he descended the stairway, walked the belt, and moved through the long hallway and out of the building. As he headed back toward the mountains, he promised himself again that he would never return.